This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report on Friday the 30th of January. I'm Roger Hearing. Let's start with the US economy. That has been pretty successful over the last few years, leading the way back from the crash of 2008, as President Obama remarked to the British Prime Minister earlier this month. We must be doing something right. The latest figures came out on Friday, and in fact, there has been a bit of a slowdown. Although in the last 3 months of 2014, there was annualised growth of 2.6%, it wasn't the 3% widely expected. Overall, 2014 saw a 2.4% expansion. Employers added nearly 3 million jobs in 2014 as well, and that's the best year in the past 15. What sort of reaction has there been on Wall Street to all that? I asked Jim Labenthal of Labenthal Asset Management in New York.
The markets were down today, but I don't think that was in response to the GDP numbers. First off, I have to point out that these GDP numbers are revised twice over the coming 2 months. And so this lead figure is going to be not the final figure, not by a long shot. No, I think today was an even numbered day, so it's a day that we have to go down. Odd numbers days we go up. That seems to be the modus operandi here in the month of January. There still is this giant tug of war between a European deflationary environment that may or may not be solved by the European Central Bank, and a growth environment here in the U.S. that might just be strong enough to get the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates this summer. And that's the tug-of-war that's been going on since the beginning of the year. It's caused the markets to go up and down, just like this week.
And, of course, you've got the oil price hovering in the background all the time. I mean, is there less uncertainty now about the direction of Saudi Arabia, do you think?
Well, I think they've been very clear over the past few months what their plans are. And you are correct that we did set a new low, multi-year low in oil today. I'm of the opinion that the benefits to most of our listeners far outweigh the negatives of this decline in oil prices. Obviously, if some of our listeners are oil company executives, they will feel differently. But most of us are consumers of oil, whether it's through heating purposes or transportation fuel. And this is an unmitigated positive for us in that regard.
Jim Labenthal there. And in terms of the figures on Wall Street, the Dow ended down 1.5% at 17,164. Here in London, the 100 share index was also down 0.9% at 67.49.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.